This week, NCHS has released a new report looking at infant mortality trends in two distinct regions of the country, Appalachia and the Delta. Joining us is the lead author of that report, Ann Driscoll, of the Reproductive Statistics Branch at NCHS. Why did you decide to focus on these regions of the country?
Well, both of these regions, at least the names people are familiar with and the general locations, and they have very distinct cultures and histories compared to other regions of the country. And in addition, both are historically disadvantaged, but also very different in terms of their histories, their populations, the geography, their economies. And a key factor for doing the analysis was that there are official congressionally mandated definitions of which counties belong to each region. So that made it possible to be very precise in our definition of each region when we're doing the analysis itself.
When you say Appalachia, specifically what areas are you talking about?
So like I said, Appalachia is an official region, and Congress established the Appalachian Regional Commission in 1965, and it includes 420 counties in 12 states. It runs from southern and western New York State all the way down to northeastern Mississippi. It includes much of Pennsylvania, every single county in West Virginia, and parts of Virginia, North Carolina and South Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama.
And so the same question goes for the Delta. What do you mean exactly when you say the Delta region?
Right. So it is also an official region, and it was designated by Congress in 2000. It's a smaller area. It includes 252 counties spread across 8 states. And it basically runs from southern Illinois, a few counties in southern Illinois, along the Mississippi River south, and includes parts of Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.
So before we go into the results of your new report, do we have any insight about why infant mortality rates have traditionally been so much higher in these parts of the country?
Well, both of these regions have been historically very rural, different kinds of rural, but very rural, with high rates of poverty. Overall, there are lower levels of educational attainment, less access to decent paying jobs and other economic opportunities, less access to healthcare of all kinds. So generally, there are worse outcomes, health outcomes across a host of measures, not just infant mortality, but including infant mortality, but also higher rates of disease and disability overall, such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity. There was overall lower life expectancy. So usually all these health measures move in one direction or the other. So when you have poor health in general, you're going to have, in general, an area that is going to have higher infant mortality.
So would access to prenatal care, for example, be an issue that might be contributing to that?
Right. And particularly in rural areas that are also poor areas, a lot of times it might be a long way to drive to a doctor's office or a hospital, and lower income people might not have access to transportation to receive prenatal care. Rural hospitals often do not have the incomes they need to sustain themselves. So they, some hospitals have gone out of business in rural areas in recent years. So less access to actual health care while you're pregnant, as well as all these other factors that come out of being in low density populations and poor populations.
So your report shows that over the past couple of decades, that rates are dropping fairly significantly in these regions. Do we have an understanding of why that's happening?
So that's a general trend in the United States in general, that both regions have followed in terms of infant mortality. So yes, it's declined in the country in general. It's declined in Appalachia. It's declined in the Delta and the parts of the country that are not either. And there are various other trends that have also affected the nation in general that affect infant mortality trends, such as lower teen birth rates, generally better treatment and care for at-risk infants. So for preterm infants, we've gotten better at saving their lives over time as a society. Educational attainment has risen somewhat across the country, and that is associated with better outcomes for infants. There's also been wider access to Medicaid for pregnant women in recent decades, and that's allowed more to access prenatal care. One factor that we measured directly in this study was that the decline in percentage of births to teens. And so again, infants of teens have a much higher risk of dying. And so when that percentage went down, that affected the overall infant mortality rate and accounted for about a fifth of the decline in infant mortality rates in our study. But that was true across all three regions, across Appalachia, across the Delta, and across the rest of the United States.
So the national rates are falling, but is there any indication that the disparity between the U.S. as a whole and these two regions are narrowing at all?
That is exactly the main question we wanted to address with this study. So we know that these regions have lagged behind the rest of the country on a multitude of health measures. And we know that the infant mortality rates have gone down in these regions as they have in the rest of the United States. But that is exactly what we wanted to examine, was whether the gap between either of these regions and the rest of the country has been either closing or getting wider or staying the same. And our results support the conclusion that there has been some narrowing in the gap between the Delta and the rest of the United States. So in 1995-96, which is the first year of our trend analysis, first years, the gap was 2.9 deaths per 1,000 births. It was that much higher in the Delta than in the rest of the United States. And by 2017-2018, that had gone down to 2.2. So another way to think of these numbers is that the gap between the Delta and the rest of the United States was about one quarter smaller in 2017-2018 than it was in 1995-96. And incidentally, when we track the trend line over that period, most of the decline in infant mortality rates in the Delta occurred after 2004. So it was basically stable from 1995-96 through 2003-2004 and then started declining. But the gap between Appalachia and the rest of the United States hasn't narrowed. The infant mortality rates in both regions have declined over the past 20-some years, but they declined at about the same rate, so the gap between them didn't close. And in both our first year of analysis and our last years, 1995-96 and then 2017-2018, the infant mortality rates in Appalachia were 0.9 deaths per 1,000 births higher than the rest of the country. So during this time, the gap between Appalachia and the rest of the country has been always been smaller than that between the Delta and the rest of the country, but it hasn't changed.
What about movement within the country? We've had the big growth in the Sun Belt that may include parts of these regions. A lot of people from the Northeast and the Midwest have relocated. Has the role of migration to these areas played any part in reducing infant mortality?
Yes. I mean, it's true that we know that there's been this net migration from the Northeast and the quote unquote Rust Belt down to the South and the West. And this is not from our data, but from census data, we know this. But if you look at the counties that encompass that are parts of either the Appalachia or the Delta, this is not where most of the migration to those areas tends to go. It tends to go to more urban areas such as Charlotte or the Raleigh-Durham, the Research Triangle in North Carolina, or to Atlanta in Georgia. But much of the area that includes Appalachia and the Delta do not include large cities or have other economic opportunities that tend to draw new migrants from other regions of the country. So, for instance, Appalachia encompasses the Appalachian and the Great Smoky Mountain chains, where coal mining has been the main economic activity or our main economic activity. But there haven't been many robust economic areas that have attracted to newcomers. So people are moving south, or they're not moving to that part of the South and Southeast. The Delta is along the Mississippi Delta, as I mentioned, but it includes mostly rural agriculture areas. And they've always suffered from lack of services and investment. So again, in those states and regions, people are not going to those parts of the South, but to the bigger economic draws. So we can't say directly, but it doesn't appear that migration has played a role in changing infant mortality rates in these particular regions.